government that that process is underway, but it has to be very closely held because the question of whether we can work something out. What all he was trying to say was that he thinks, from his talk with Baker, that if we...
But you think we should pay for it?
No. Well, he thinks we should modify it. He said we need a shift in policy regarding the appearances. And
then tomorrow, it'll help a lot.
I almost told him that it was. I mean, we talked through possibilities. He said, well, the key thing is whatever it is to try to get the president out in front of it, to get the president to take the initiative on something, which is really useless. The issue in the country is the question of the executive privilege. Nobody gives a damn about that. The country, what they care about is what is the White House hiding, or why is the White House hiding. And so that you've got to answer. And you don't need to talk to the president.
I want to make the door to be good.
I said, do you want to try to work on that? I mean, why? He said, no, of course, nobody will talk to him. Well, this is understood. He said, if Howard has got his message in through the vice president, all I want to do is be sure that message is in. Because what Howard is trying to say, as I understand it, is that he thinks a deal can be worked out so that there can be some way of accommodation of both sides' views and work out some way that we won't appear to be holding back.
What was Jerry Ford?
Well, he said I've talked to that over the last few days. I've talked to a lot of people that we all have done. But my friend is Jerry and Bill Brock, and politically all say that this is something we've got to find a way to turn around politically so that we look right. And he said that I can be helpful up here.
I don't suppose anybody wants to say this. Second, of course, is the ceiling on prices. The third